Okay, today is Daf Lamed, I believe it's Lamed Ches. Am I right about that? Yes. Today is Daf Lamed Ches. What? Lamed Ches. We are on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis by V'amar Rav Yehuda, Breda Rav Chia. And today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskel. Leila Nishmas Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda. We're up to Amar Rav Yehuda, Breda Rav Chia. We had spoken about Kain and Hevel, and now today's daf is about everything. But we start off with it's about everything. But we continue with Kain and Hevel. V'amar Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Chia, Galus mechaperes avon mechsa. Galus is a 50% kapara. How do you know? Because meikar ktiv, first Hashem tells Kain, v'hayisi na vanad. You will be na vanad, a wanderer. V'ulabasov ktiv, but then it says, v'yeshev be'eretz nod. He only lived in the land of Nod. So it was a fifth. Hashem told him, Aklala, you're going to have two things happen to you. But he only ended up having one thing. So what do you see? 50% kapara. Okay? The Amar Rav Yehuda, Galus mechaperes shlosha dvarim. Galus forgives three things. Shenemar, like it says, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hayoshev. Be'ir hazos yamus becherev with a sword, be'rav with hunger, u'bedever and with dever. What's dever? A plague. V'hayotzi nofel al akastim hatzar malechem v'chaya v'haysel nafsho lishlal. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar galus mechaperes al akol. It works to everything. Why? Shenemar, like it says. Where am I up to? Shenemar, like it says. Wait a minute. One second. Shenemar kisru es ha'ish hazeh ariri. Is that where I'm up to?
Yeah.
Right. Gever lo yatzliach b'yamav. Right. Ki lo yatzliach mizaro ish yoshev al kiso. David Umoshel Ode B'Yehuda, right? That it's a prophecy that Yechaniah won't have any children. Ulubasar de Gala, but once he went to Gala, Ksiv it says, Ubnei Yechaniah, Asir, Shaltiel B'no, Asir and Shaltiel. So what do you see? He was goes there not to have any children. He was sent to Gala, he had a kapara, he had two children. Now we're going to say, Asir, why is he called Asir? She'ibarto imo b'beis ha'asurim. That his mother, he was conceived in the prison. And Shaltiel, Sheshesolo Kale, that Hashem, Shalokaderech Hanishtalin, that the mother was conceived not like normal women. Why? Because Gemi, we have a tradition. Shana Mira Isha Misaberez Mu'umad, a woman can't become pregnant standing up. The he and she, Misaberez Misaabra Mu'umad. She was conceived while standing up. Rashi says there was a prison, there was no way to lie down, tribulations. And she got pregnant, and they called him this unusual name as a remez to that. Davar Acher, another pshat, Shaltiel. Why is it called Shaltiel? Shanishal alaso kel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu went back on his shvua. Right? He made a shvua that not gonna have any children. Taka had children. They called it Shaltiel. And then the Gemara says Zerubbabel. The son of Shaltiel is called Zerubbabel. Shenizra b'Bavel. He was conceived in Bavel. Umashmo, what's his name? Nehemiah ben Chalkia Shemo. His name is Nehemiah. This is Nehemiah. That Nehemiah and Zerubbabel are the same person? That's what the Gemara seems to say, right? The problem is that there's a pasuk in Divri Hayamim that says, it's a pasuk in Ezra, Parak Beis, pasuk Beis, Asher Ba'um Zerubbabel, Ye Yeshua Nehemiah. Pasuk in Daniel in Ezra that says that. That how could Zerubbabel be Nehemiah if the pasuk says and separates them? So you have to say it's two Nehemiahs. It's the only answer to say that. Or some, you have to find some answer to that. Okay. Oh, so they say that the Chachlia wasn't his father's name. That was a title. It meant he was the son of whatever. What does it mean over here? They have a whole pshat what that meant.
You gotta work that out.
What?
You gotta work that one out.
Right. It was that they say that chaklia means that it was an ish that was chayef klia. It was chayef to be destroyed for whatever reason. It was ready to be punished. I know. Right. So okay. Okay, fine. Very good. Next. What am I up to? Next. Yehuda v'chitzkia b'nei Rebchia. Yehuda and Chizkia, Rebchia's children, havi'asvi b'sudaisa kamei Rebbe. They were sitting in front of Rebbe. V'lo havi ka'amri v'lo midi. They weren't speaking. Amalahu. So Rebbe says to his people, Agveru chamra dardiki. Give these guys some wine. Ki heche delimru milsa. We'll loosen them up. They could say some Torah. Given to Ibsum, once they were Ibsum, right? What does Ibsum mean? Like we say, Purim, Chayav libsume, right? What does Ibsum? They're good wine in them. Pishchu v'armor, they say like this. Ein ben David ba, Mashiach's not coming, ad shiichlu shnei batei avos miYisrael. Until the two houses, the leadership houses, the two leadership houses of Yisrael are gone. The Elohim, who are they? Rosh Gola shebebavel, the Rosh Gola of Bavel, the Nasi Sheba Eretz Yisrael, and the Nasi and Eretz Yisrael, the two leaders, Shinemar, Fahaya Lemikdash Ula Evan Negef, Ula Tzur Michal, Lashtei, Lashnei, Bate Yisrael. Amalahem, so Rebbe says to Rebchia's children, Bini, my children, Kotzimate Matili Beinai, we're trying to put a stick in my eye. Why? I'm the Nasi. So you have to wait for me to die. Mashiach can't come till I'm dead. I'm the Nasi. Till I'm destroyed. So Amalur Rebchia, Rebbe, Al Yirbe Nechad, don't get so upset. Yayin, Nitain, B'shivim Osios. Yayin is Gematria 70, right? Sod, Nitain, B'shivim Osios. Sod is Gematria 70. Nechnasi, not Yayin, Yotze Sod. The wine comes in, the Sod comes out. Okay? What does that mean? What? Right. So for this you need a Marsha. So the Marsha says like this, that somehow, the Malchus of Beis David, which is really what we're waiting for Mashiach, and by the way, the leadership of Israel and Bavel, were both from Beis David. Hillel's family, they're all from Beis David. Somehow, this is the Sod that he's talking, what? And the Rish Kulusa, right, they're both from Beis David. The Sod of Malchus Beis David is connected to the moon. It's one of the reasons we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim at Kiddush Levana. Well, how so? Because there are 15 days when the moon is visible. 15 days but when the moon gets bigger. And 15 days when the moon gets smaller. There were 15 kings till the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Okay? So, with all that background... Rebchia says to Rebbe, don't be afraid. Don't think that what they're talking about is your destruction. You don't have to worry, right? What if the Nisius does get stopped? It will regrow. It will resprout, just like the moon gets smaller. There were 15 kings, and then it's getting smaller, but it will return, right? And because they drank this wine, and they got a little besimcha, they were able to reveal the secret. So it's a secret. It's not a knock on you. It just means to say that just like the moon gets bigger and smaller, so too Malchus Beis David gets bigger and smaller. If it's getting smaller, it's going to one day get bigger. Don't have to worry about it. That's the best I can come up with. Just like the moon gets bigger and smaller, so also reference to Klai Yisrael. Just like sometimes Klai Yisrael is on the up, sometimes Klai Yisrael is on the down, but whatever, even if they're on the down, they'll be on the up again. So too Malchus Beis David.
Shabbos is tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's on the top.
Who?
Rebbe.
Yeah, instant. All right. Okay, it's the best I could do. Next. There's a lot of Gemara here that the explanations are not going to satisfy. It's very, very, very esoteric daf today. You know, sometimes the Agadah is really like yesterday was much greater. So much to say out and Musar and Hashkafa. Today it's very, very esoteric. Amar v'chista amar mar ukva. Amar v'chista darsh mar bar mori bar mar. My desiv, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk in Daniel, v'yishkod
means to hurry.
V'yishkod Hashem al hara. Hashem hurried up the bed. Vayidieha Oleinu, that he's going to bring on us. Kitarak Hashem Alokeinu, because Hashem is very righteous. What? Mishud Tzarak Hashem, because Hashem is righteous. Vayishkod Hashem Alarov Vayidieha Oleinu, Hashem is going to rush to punish us, because he's a big tzaddik. What does that mean? The Gemara says, in, yes. Tzedakah Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem did a big favor, a big tzedakah. Why? Shehitim Galus Tzidkiyahu. He made the Galus Tzidkiyahu earlier than it should have been. V'od Galus Yechanya Kayanas. While the Galus of Yechanya, which preceded Tzidkiyahu, was still ongoing. Really? Says the Gemara, the Galus of Tzidkiyahu, which resulted in the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, should have happened a few years after it really happened. Why did it happen earlier? Because Hashem was in a rush. Why is Hashem in a rush? Because it's a good thing for Klal Yisrael to get it over with sooner. The tragedy should happen faster, so you get it over with. That's considered a good thing. How do you see that? Dechsiv ba begalas Yechanya, because it says by Galas Yechanya, hacheresh v'hamazger eleth. That the exiles were the cheresh and the mazger, the artisans and the craftsmen. But the Gemara learns that out as a drasha. Cheresh, that the Gemara assumes that it means the Talmidei Chachamim. Cheresh, why were they called cheresh? Kivan sheposchin hakol nasek chareshin. Once they said something, nobody could say answer back. Everyone was silent. That's such good Torah. And mazger, why are they called mazger? Kivan shesogun b'halacha shuv ein poschin. Once they said something, you can't open it. They close it, they seal the deal. Whatever they said, you can take it to the bank. And v'kama, how many were there? Eleth, there were 1,000. Okay? Ula Omar, Ula says, it's a pasuk. Shehiktim shtei shonim. Hashem made the galus happen 2 years earlier. Le vino shantam. To the gematria of Vinoshantam. The gematria of Vinoshantam is 850. Right? I'm sorry. Well, it's what?
852.
It's 852. But Hashem was exiled then 850 years. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed 850 years. So you see, Hashem hurried those extra 2 years so that if Hashem wouldn't have done that, There wouldn't have been a Klal Yisrael. They would have been completely destroyed. Okay? Now, how do you get to 850 years? So Rashi says, very simple. From the time they came into Eretz Yisrael, from the time they left Mitzrayim, till the time they came into Eretz Yisrael is 480 years. Right? 480. The Beis HaMikdash stood for 410. Right? That's how much? 890. Minus the 40 years of the Midbar, which don't count, you've 850. Right? Perfect number. Perfect number. So Hashem, really, the Beit HaMikdash was supposed to be destroyed 2 years later than it was. Why did Hashem make it 2 years earlier? Because had he not done that, then the following pasuk of Ki Aved to Ovedun Maher would have been fulfilled. That's a pasuk in Parshas Devarim. Rashi quotes this in the Torah. This Gemara is in the Rashi, on the word Vinoshantam. Hashem made it 2 years earlier to spare the Bnei Yisrael from complete destruction. That's a big thing. That's a big tova. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov. So, if we can't fulfill the... Listen to this, Vart. If we can't fulfill the Pasuk of Vinoshantam, because it's going to lead to complete destruction, so why did Hashem have to make it 2 years earlier? Why didn't he make it 1 year earlier? Make it 1 year earlier, also going to have... You're also going to have the same idea. We can't fulfill the pasuk. So make it 1 year earlier. Why 2 years earlier? So the Trumas Hadeshen says that, you know why? Because we know that gematria can be off by one. They'll be off by one. Right? Still considered good. We don't like that when they're off by one, but it's in the rules of gematria, they'll be off by one. It can't be off by 1 year. If you're off by 1 year, it's still a fulfillment of the pasuk. It has to be off by 2 years. That already it's not a fulfillment of the pasuk. Unbelievable hard, no? No, you don't like it. It's a great idea, it's a great concept. Okay. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, Shmamina, you see from here that Mehira Demari Alma, that to be in a hurry by Hashem is Tam Neneh V'chamshin Tartan Habit. 850 years. 852 years. That means when Hashem, we say Hashem's in a big hurry, how many years is that? 850. Says the Marsha. L'chala Pachos. Kiminyan Zeh. at least 850 years, right? Aval yachol liyos af yoser. What's a little more than 850 years, right? So by Hashem, it's not even such a rush. It's such a big rush. Therefore, umishum kach alonu lithyayish mina geula. Don't give up hope on the geula. The gam yismamea chakalo. Even though it's taking a little long, be patient. By Hashem, 850 years is a big rush. So it's how many years has it been since the Churban by Hasheni? 1900 years? It's not such a big rush. Not such a long time by Hashem. 850 years is a big rush. Have a little patience. Amazing vart. Right? Amazing vart. Next. Lefikach, therefore, man was created alone. We're going to have a lot of reasons why man was created alone. Tanur Rabbanan, Adam Yechidi Nivra. Mipnei Ma, why? Shelo Yehei Haminim Omrim Harbi Rishuyis Bashamayim. If there would have been more than one person created at the time of creation, people would have said the different gods. So one God created Adam, one God created Bill, one God created Sam. Can't have that. Only one person was created. Davracha, a similar pshat, b'nei tzadikim b'nei rishayim. Shelo tzadikim omrim anu b'nei tzadik. We're tzadikim because we descend from the tzadik. And rishayim omrim anu b'nei rasha. We could be rishayim because we descend from the rasha. What makes you think that the other guy would have been a rasha? Davracha, another pshat, b'nei mishpachos. Similar idea. You don't think you're better than anyone else. Shelo yehi mishpachos gar zu b'zu. Right? The family shouldn't fight, and one family shouldn't say, I'm better than you because I'm created before you. Or I'm created from that line who's greater. Right? Ma achshav, look at the world now. Shenivru yachid, misgaros. There was only one person created. They're still fighting. Nivru shnayim, lachat kama kama. Imagine if it were two people. Imagine what would be. Right? With one of them, they're still fighting. People think they're better than the other one. Imagine if there would have been two people created. Imagine. Right? Because of the Gazlanim and the Chansanim, everybody would say, listen, I was created first, that belongs to me. Right? Now there's only one person created, there's still so much theft and thievery and crookedness. Imagine what would have happened had there been two, more than one line. Yeah. Doesn't say, I know. I realized I have to stop calling them so evil in my house because my kids, you know, I talk about them like they're Nazis. Lahagid gidulaso, and to teach you the greatness of Hashem. Tana Rabbanon, lahagid gidulaso shemelach machi amlach makadosh baruch hu. Like we said this yesterday, to tell you the greatness of Hashem. Sheadam toveya kama matbeos chos b'chosim echad. A person can create many coins that are minted in the same mold. The kulan domin zeh lazeh. Because they all look exactly the same. Every nickel looks the same. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu teveya kol adam b'chos moshel adam rishon. He created every human being in the image of Adam Rishon. Ein echad mehem domin l'chaver. Not one man, not one human being looks the same. Not one. Like I said yesterday. In the beginning of history, no one ever looked the same. What? Yeah. Shenamar, like it says, Tetapech kechomer chosam v'yithyatzvu kemo levush. Now, umipnei ma ein partufehem domen zeh lazeh. So why don't people look the same? Why don't people look the same? Ask the Aruch Haner. We just said why people don't look the same. People don't look the same so that it's a shevach ta'akadosh baruch hu. That he's able to create a whole world and no one looks the same. What's the Gemara asking? Why no one, how come no one looks the same? We just said why. Right? So the Aruch Haner answers, just the opposite. Would have been a shevach like this. Hashem should have created many different molds. Right? Many different molds. She asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu har bechosamos. And nevertheless, everybody's supposed to say. That would have been also amazing, no? Hashem created a bunch of different molds. And everybody still looks the same. So, what? That's a bigger miracle. I have different molds, and still everyone looks the same. So why doesn't Hashem do it that way? That's the Gemara's question. Quote Aruch Haner. Why does Hashem do it this way? One mold, everyone looks different. Do many molds, and everyone looks the same. What? So you should have made man. Okay. The answer is gonna. You'll see the answer when you see the answer. You'll see the question. So. Why? Ah, says the Gemara, Shalayira Adam Dirana, a person shouldn't see a nice apartment. That's a very difficult pshat. I mean, nice apartment. Isha Na, he'll see a pretty woman, a nice woman, Viyomar, and he'll say, Shalihi, she's mine. Right? Asks the Ivit, wait a minute. If every woman looks the same, what do you mean she's mine? Everyone looks the same. What? What's the difference between this one and that one? They all look the same. I see. And what's going to happen? You're gonna take her, and no one's going to know she's your wife even, because everyone looks the same. Can you imagine a world like that? No. So the Yavetz answers, because she has better midos than the one you have. She's a better person. And in the Chanami, she looks the same. And in the Chanami, no one's going to know the difference. Why? Everyone looks the same. So you can't have a society like that. He says that her midos are better. In the Chanami, everyone looks the same. He says, even though everyone looks the same, so first of all, you have personality, which is different. Then he has other differences, he says, what would have to be. Ziv Hapanim, which I guess is a... Ziv Hapanim, I don't know how you translate that in English. The aura that they give off, right? The personality, or Shuman, how strong, how fat they are, how Chiduchei Varim, they have good bones, Noem Briim, the healthy, other things, Tzev Hapanim, Lavan or Shchora, the light complexion, dark complexion. Either way, so there will be differences even if everybody looks the same. And then what's going to happen? You're going to say, that's why to say that Hashem created many different molds and everyone looks the same, that can't be. Why? Because it'll be a crazy world. Everybody will be taking everyone else's wife. Why? Because they think they're better. This way, everyone looks different. These problems don't arise. Other problems arise, but not these problems. But that's just a pejorative thing. They don't look the same. We say that because we're racists. They don't look the same, right? So everybody in China looks the same. They don't have that problem. We have that problem because we're racist, right? They don't have that problem. Shanema, like it says, Vayimana me rishoyim orim uzroa rama tishaver. Okay. Tanya. Hay Rameir Omer. Rameir says, B'shlosha dvarim adam mishtana mechavero. There are three ways that a people are different from other people. How? B'kol, with a voice. They have a different voice. B'mara. They have different appearance. Ubedea, ubedas. And in das. What does das mean? Look at Rashi. We'll see in a minute. B'kol, ubemara. Why do people have different voices and why do people look different? Mishum erva. So that there'll be no erva. Otherwise, if everybody looked the same, there'll be rampant arayas. Nobody could ever. What? No way they ever distinguish. Ubedas. What about das? What does das mean? Mipnei hagazlanim v'hachamsonim. Because there'll be a lot of gazlanim. Look at Rashi. Ubedas de gazlanim. No. In yodea mabalev chaveiro. If you could know what in other people's heart, if you could read people's minds, das means, according to Rashi, reading people's minds. If you could read people's minds, yachapes mitzifonov v'yodehe chaimono. You're going to know where he's hiding the money. Why? Because you can read his mind. So Hashem created a world where you can't read other people's minds because that's a distinguishing thing. They sound different. People look different. People have their own thoughts. Why? Otherwise, it's still everything. Says the Marsha, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any... I'm only reading Rashi. Says the Marsha, that's not das. That's a change in das. Right? That's not called shinui das. That's a wrong word to say that. The Marsha says a different thing. Hashem created a world where people have different interests. So I don't want what you have because I have my own thing. I'm into this. You're into that. Imagine if the whole world were into the same thing. What would happen? A lot of theft. If everybody wants what everyone else has, it's a lot of theft. So I have my hobbies. You have your thing. He has his thing. Yes, there are things in the world that everybody wants. It's called money. Right? It's true. But the fact that everyone has different personalities, that's what das means according to Marsha. Everyone has different personalities, so there's all these different types of interests. You have your thing, I have mine. I'm not interested in your art, I like my art. Your art, I think it's terrible, I don't like mine. I don't like your taste in silver, I like my taste in silver. Everyone has different tastes, everyone has different personalities, everyone has different desires. So it minimizes gazlanus. Not chopping everything from you, because I don't like what you like, what you have. Makes much more sense, no? Much more mastabor than Marsha says. Rashi is very difficult. Rashi is impossible. I remember that. Right? Marsha makes much more sense. Right?
It's only worrying if you're worried about another source, only worried that they might take their...
What else are you going to do?
Okay, then it's hard to function as a society. I don't know what you're thinking about him or me or whatever.
And by the way, if you think about it, it's a similar idea when it comes to women too. Right? I'm not interested in what... I don't like the way she looks. If you found her attractive, you married her, It's a whole different. It helps society. It doesn't hurt society. It helps society. Right? If everyone's the same, same idea. Same idea. So for Rashi, the whole change, the whole pshat by das, very difficult Rashi. Rashi needs a hesper. So the Mashah, instead of trying to find the hesper, just argues with him. Right? Just argues with him. That's not what it means. It means people are into different things. His lashon is shini das hanat mashein. What that means? Mashein ritzonosh kshalzeh kazeh. What you want, the other guy doesn't like. Why? Kima you cool and rotsim also chayfitz. You're too cool and magoza. If everybody wants it, the same thing. Everybody would steal it. What? Exactly, exactly. Okay, next. Everyone knows this Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Adam Nivra be'erev Shabbos. Adam was created erev Shabbos. Bipnema, why was he created erev Shabbos? Shlo yihi haminim omrim shutafay lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For my separations. Nobody should say that Hashem had a partner in creation. Why? Hashem created Adam on the second day. So from the second day on, Hashem had a partner. No, Adam was created last. Davrach, another pshat, shim tazuach daito olav. If a man tries to get very haughty, omer lo, you could tell him, you know, yidish kadamachem by separations. You know, the flies came before you, right? Although we have, okay, davrach, another pshat, kedei sheikonetz lemitzvah miyad. That the reason why Adam was created last was he could go right away into Shabbos without having to wait. You come to the Suda Shabbos right away. Mashal Lamelech Basav Adam, Shabana Palterin, he built a palace, Fisichlulon, Vihitskin Suda, Vachakach, Hevium, Vachakach, Hichnis Orchim. And then he invites all the guests, Shanema, like it says, Chachmos Bonsa Besa, Chatzva Mudea Shiva, Tavcha Tivcha, Mascha Vyena, Af Archa Shulchana, Shalchana Rasea Tikra Agape, Mirome Keres. Now we're going to translate that. Chachmas bonta beisa zem midasa shal kadosh baruch hu. That's Hashem's way. Shebaretz kol olam kulo b'chachma. He created the whole world b'chachma. Chatzva amuda shiva elu shivas yimei bereishis. That's the 7 days of creation. We don't always think the 6 days of creation. Now menucha rest is part of the seventh day of creation. It's part of creation, right? Hashem didn't do any creating on the seventh day. He rested, but the rest itself is considered part of creation. He created rest exactly. Tavcha tivcha mascha yena af orcha shulchana elu yom naharos. These are the rivers, the chaltzorchi olam, and all the needs of the world. The whole question why a river singled out shalcha naoroseha tikra ze adam v'chava. That's adam v'chava. Agape merome keres rabbi rav chani rama. Wait a minute. Ksiv, it says agape, which means on something high. Uksiv, and it says al kisei, that Hashem is on his throne. So the one says no, betchila agape. It's not Hashem, some other reason. Really, in the beginning, he was high. Well, himself, and then after he sinned, Al-Kisi, he sat on a chair. Mi, Pasi, Yasur, Hena, Chasa, Lev, Amr, Lo, Pasi, Kemishle, Amr, Kadosh, Baruch Hu, Mi, She, Pito, Lazeh. Okay, this Gemara, don't say at home. Don't repeat this Gemara at home. Mi, She, Pito, Lazeh. Who is the one who seduced Adam Harishon to sin? Isha, Amr, Lo, is his wife. Dixiv, like it says, Noev, Isha, Chasa, Lev. Right? That a woman's called the chatar lev, lacking intelligence. Why? Lacking heart. Why? Because she got Adam to sin. Tanya, your mayor Omer, Adam Rishon, Mikala Olam Kulo, Huftar Ofro. His dust was collected from the entire world. Shanamar, like it says, Golmi Ru'u Enecha. Uksiv, and it says, can read it anyway, Keshem Enov Mishototos Bechalaretz. Amar Voshe Mishmei Derav. Adam Rishon, Mibavel, Gufo Mibavel, his guf was from Bavel, Verosha Meritus Roll, his head was from Meritus Roll, Devarov, Mishar Artsos, and his limbs are from other places. Agvosav, his behind, Amarvacha, Meakwa de Agma. It was from the swamps of Bavel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Barchanina. Shtei Mesrei Shos Hayahayom. There were 12 hours on the first day of creation, right? 12 hours every day, on a normal day. Shah Rishon Ahuvtar, the Ofro. First day, his earth was gathered. Shnia Nasa Golem. The second day he was made into his form. Shlishis Nimtachu Evarim. On the third day his Evarim were hardened. Bervias Nizraka Bo Neshama. On the fourth hour he was given a Neshama. Chamishis Amal Aradlach. On the fifth hour he stood up. Shishis Karashemos. On the sixth hour he called the names of all the creatures. Hashvias Nizdavgalo. Chava. On the seventh hour Chava was prepared for him. Shminis Olamita Shnayim. On the eighth hour the two of them went down into the bed. Viyardu Arba. And Viardu, and they went down. Viardu, and four Arba, and four came off the bed. Who are the four? Tosfos says it's Adam, Chava, Kayin, and the twin, not Hevel. Hevel was not born, according to Tosfos, till after the chet. After the chet. Look at Tosfos. Adam, Chava, Kain, v'tiyumaso. Adam, Chava, Kain, and the twin. Abel Hevel, lo nor ba'otsapam, k'dixiv, v'tosif v'ledes, v'shnei tiyumos nol du imo. And she had two twins, the Doresh Mabrishas Rabba, k'dixiv es achiv es Hevel. So this was not Hevel, which is interesting. Tishis in the ninth hour, don't worry, people argue on Tosfos. Tishis in the ninth hour, Nitzdava, Sholechem, and Elon. He was commanded not to eat from the tree. Hasiris Sarach. In the tenth hour, he fouled up and he sinned. Achasasar Nidon. The 11th hour, he was judged. And Shteim Esrei Nitran. In the 12th hour, he was thrown out. Valachlo, and he went on his merry way. Shenemar Adam Bikar Bayolin. Okay. Yes. What? What'd you say? Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Ein Chayiro, Shadz Ba'adam, El Imke, Nidmelo, Ke Behema. A person doesn't sin unless it's compared to a Behema. Shenemar, Nimshal Ke Behemos, Nidmu. Fine. Next is Shah Basov Arami Simon. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. B'shah Shabikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libros Adam. When Hashem wanted to create man, Barak Kad Achash Shamalchei Hashoreis, He created a Kad of angels. Amar Lehem, He said to them, Ritzonchem Nasa Adam Betalmenu. I'm on and off. Should I create man? Amar Lufanov. The angel said to him, Ribono Shel Olam, Ma Maisav. What kind of creature is this man? Amar Lehem, Kach V'kach Maisav. He's such and such a thing. Amru Lufanov Moshal Ma Enosh Kisis Karenu Uben Adam Kitif Kidenu. What's the purpose of creating a man like that? For what reason? The Maharal says the Ma Enosh is an allusion to Enosh. What are you creating a person for that's going to worship idols? Enosh was the first one to worship idols. That's what you're doing. It's a kaviyachol. That's what you're doing. So Hoshid Etzba Kitana Benehem Visarfam. He takes his small finger and he burns up the angels. Hashem burns up the angels. And the Maral says, because just like you have a hand, right? So you have a little finger. You don't really need that finger. You can function in life without the finger. You have five fingers. And you only have one. You're missing one. Life goes on. You can live. It'll be fine. All right, so you're not a shlemus. That's all you have. You're lacking shlemus. So too, with all of man's faults, he's part of shlemus. That's what Hashem was. He's part of shlemus for the world. Not shlemus. It's the whole reason. Right? But at least you could tell me, at least you could say he completes the world. Just like your finger completes your hand, that's what the remez is. Because he has to take his finger to burn the angels. Right? To show you that it's a kind of shlemus. V'chein b'karashniya, this is very esoteric. Second kat, same story happens. Karashlishis, by the third kat, amr lufanach, rishon shalom, listen. Rishon shalom lufanecha, mahu ilu. The first two said to you, what's the point of creating man? What's the point? Kol ha'olam kulo shalachahu. The whole world is yours, Hashem. Kol mash atarot telasos bilo machase. Whatever you want to do, Hashem, you can do. Given shigia. So what happened? So because they said that, so Hashem created man. Given shigia la'anjidara mabel. La'anjidara flaga. Shemaseh milkul kolim. When there was a terrible downfall, right? A terrible yirida of mankind. Amru lufanov. Ribono shalom. Lo yafa amru harishon lufanecha. Didn't they tell you that they were? Weren't they right? No, Lamaisa, weren't they right? Amar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Ad Zikna Anihu, Ad Seva Ani Esbol. Which means, even though they sin, I'm going to suffer them. Esbol, I'm going to suffer with them. I'm going to tolerate them, even though they're so bad. So this is tremendous esoteric. What's going on here, this Gemara? Right? So some say that the Mashal says like this, there was a whole fight between Sheker, Emes, and Chesed, right? There's no Emes by mankind, there's only Sheker, but there's a lot of Chesed, back and forth fighting, that's what these Kats were fighting about. They were fighting about what is the Mahus of a person? Is he Sheker? Is he Emes? Is he Chesed? Is he stingy? Is he this? Is he that? All these different Midos that we all have, the good ones anyway, we try to have, and the bad ones we try not to have. But listen, take mankind as a whole, it's a pretty lousy lot, right? So that's what they were, that's what they're really arguing about. It's always very esoteric Gemara. I always wondered how the Rambam wrote this Gemara, because the Rambam didn't believe in angels. He didn't believe in angels. It's a Mefirshu Gemara. Now, did Hashem have this discussion with angels? I don't know. It wasn't there, I don't know. Did he actually consult the angels? Well, we believe he did, because he, right, that shows, Rashi says it. The Gemara is going to say it now. Hashem shows that's how great people act. They discuss it with the lower people, even though they don't have to. Why? That's the way a person behaves. He discusses things with his underling. He asks his kids, where do you think we should go on vacation? He doesn't know a kid. He doesn't care what they say. But he's going to make his mind up anyway. And consult them. Make them think they're special. And so it's a nice thing to do. So Hashem did the same thing. He asked the what do you think? He doesn't care what they answer. He's creating me no matter what. Well, let's consult with them. Let them think they have a say. Right? We do that all the time. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Azam Arishon, Misofa Olam Viat Sofa Hoya. He was so big from one end of the road to the other. Shenemar, Lumenayama, Sherbara, Elokim, Adam, Ala Aretz, Ulamixi Hashemayim, Akti Hashemayim. Kivan Shetzarach, once he sinned, Haniach Gadish Baruch, Yodo, Allah, Umiato, Hashem made him smaller. Shenemar, Achar, Vakadam, Tsartoni, Vatashas, Alai, Kapecha. Again, each one of these, we all heard these Gemaras before. They're so deep in this. What does it mean? What is the meaning behind these Gemaras? It's just very, very, like I said, very esoteric, and these Gemaras need an explanation. We're just reading words. Mamash is reading words. Amar Belazar, Adam Rishon min Olam min Aretz Ad Lurkia Haya. He was from here to the sky. Shenemar Lumanayom Shabara Elokim Adam Al Aretz Lomixi Hashemayim Kivin Shesarach. Once he sinned, he niyach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yodav Al Alavu Miato. He made him smaller. Shenemar Achar Vakadam Tartani. Aye, Kasha Kra Dadi. It's a big kasha, because first we said he would span the whole length of the world. Now we say he spanned the height of the world. What's the answer? Oh, Chadim Yidhi, the same shear. V'amar Hudam Arav, Adam Rishon, B'loshan Arami Siper. Adam Rishon spoke Aramaic. How do you know? Shenamar like a tezen Tehillim, V'li ma yakru reyacha kel. The word yakru is an Aramaic word for kavod. So you see that Adam Rishon spoke Aramaic. V'hayin Adam Rishlakish, my dechsev, what does it mean? Zeh Sefer told us Adam. Adam Rishon had a Sefer, had a book. No. El Malamit Sharua Kodesh Baruch Hu Dor Shav Dor V'Chachamav. Hashem showed Adam Rishon every generation Dor Shav Dor V'Chachamav. Right? Why the double Lashon? First of all, what's a Doresh? A Doresh is somebody who gives drashas. Gives good what? Gives a good Rosh Hashanah, takes the parsha, gives you a whole Musar, makes it into political current event, a whole drasha. Chacham is someone who's a paskins for you, right? There's another one, it's called the Parnes. He's like the God of Hadar, right? Okay. And the reason why it says Dor, why double Lashon, the Mabit says that there'll never be a generation where you won't have them. Dor, every generation, it's like emphasizing, every generation you're going to have these people. Kivin Shigil, Dorosh Rabbi Akiva, when he saw Rabbi Akiva, Sameach B'Toraso, he was happy in his Torah, Vins Asei V'Misaso, and he was upset about his death. Amar, V'li Ma Yakru Riecha Kel. Right? Okay. Now, the next Gemara says like this. Famer V'Dem Araf, Adam Rishon Min Haya, Adam Rishon was an Apikoros. Shenemar, like it says, V'ikwa Hashem Elokim Elo Adam, V'yom Elo Ayeka. Hashem said, where are you? On Natali Becha. Where'd your heart turn away from me from? So you see that Adam Rishon was an Apikoros. Okay, do you have the Rabbeinu Chananel on the page? Yeah? Okay. Look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. It says, V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Adam Rishon Minhaya. You see it there? Rav Yitzchak V'Rav Nachman, Bala Hodia. What's this bar do? Adam Rishon was an apikoros. We're going to say Adam Rishon didn't took away his brismila. Adam Rishon was horrible. Says Ravina Chananel that this gemara is bala hodia ki haminim omrim ki Adam Rishon minhaya. No, the apikorsim say that. That's true. The apikorsim say that Adam Rishon was an apikoros. Adam Rishon took off his brismila. Adam Rishon was the minim say this. Why? Kamo sanu, like the way they are. Umoshech Arlatza Haya, the Kofer Be'ikar Shechina Haya, he was a Moshech Arla, he was a Kofer Be'ikar. Umevin Raya and Devere Me'elah Psukim. And they bring Raya from the Psukim. Hayu Zihirim Lilmod Ma Teshashivu Lahem. You have to learn how to answer them. V'chein Pirish Kol Kiyotu Be'elu. That's what this Gemara is doing here. Not Chas V'shal that Adam Rishon was an Apikoros. The Apikorsim say he was an Apikoros, and they have a pasuk to prove it. You have to learn how to answer them. But the Gemara doesn't tell you how to answer them. The Gemara makes it read as if he was an Apikoros. That's what the Gemara reads. Says the Rebbeinu Chananel, Avo Chachmei Talmud Chas V'Shalom Sh'om Adam Rishon Shkval Kiyotibo Pagam. Chas V'Shalom Adam Rishon was all these things. V'Amafarish Zulasi Zeh Apirish Asalizan Zadin. If you don't agree with me, you're going to have to answer for that. Says the Rebbeinu Chananel. You don't agree with my pshat? You're going to have to answer for that. Chas v'shalom. What was he? No. He just, they said he was. Not because he said all this. They're psukim. You have to learn how to answer the psukim. Now the Gemara doesn't answer the psukim. What are the psukim? Which are the first one we did. Ritzel gomar, Moshe echbar lasso haya. He changed his bismillah, which is Moshe had a bismillah. Shenamar, k'tiv hacha v'hema adam avru bris. K'tiv hacha is prissi hafer. Rachman amar, kofer birker haya. Who is a kofer? K'tiv hacha, it says over here, avru brisi. K'tiv hasam, es prissi hafer. Famur alma, ozvu es bris Hashem, fine. Tanan Hasam, Rabbi Leza Omer, Shakad Lulmo Torah. You have to learn Torah very diligently. The Da Mashatash of Apikoros. You have to know how to answer an Apikoros. What's an Apikoros? What does the word Apikoros mean? Anybody know what the word Apikoros means? So the Rabbi Yonah says Apikoros is a Vlashan of Hefker, someone who's Hefker. The Medrash Shmuel says that it's named after a person by the name of Epicurus, who himself was an Apikoros. And that, just like the Baitusim and the Tzedukim are named after people, so too Apikarsim are named after a person, and Epicurus. Okay, interesting tidbit. Amar Yochanan, Lo Shal Apikarsim Shal Dikachav. That's only true by an Apikarsim of a guy. Aval Apikarsim Yisrael. Koshkin the Pakar Tfei. They're even worse. Why? Because they knew the truth. And they threw it all away. That's even worse. Amar Yochanan, Kal Makam Sheparku Haminim Shuvasim Besidam. Whenever the Minim say something, the answer's right there. Why? It says, Nasa under Bitalmenu, let us create man, which is Mashma, that there's more than one creator. Nah, it says, V'yivra l'kimis under Bitalma, Hashem did it alone. Another one, Havaner devinivra l'sham svasam, let's go down and see what the Dara Flog is doing. Right, which means, let us go down, Mashma more than one God. But then it says, V'yivra Hashem l'ruas ha'sa'ir v'yitzamigdal, Hashem went alone. Next, another one. It says Kisham Niglu Elav Elokim. Kisham Niglu Lashon Rabim. But then it says El Haona Osi Biyom Tzarasi. The God who answered me in my time of Tzara. Another one. Kimi Goy Godel Ashalo Elokim Krovim Elav, which is Lashon of Rabim. The pasuk says Kashem Elokeinu Bechel Kareinu Elav Lashon Yachid. Another one. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyachad Baaretz Ashalchu Elokim, which is a plural Lashon. Again, it says right there Lift Oslo Laam Lashon Yachid. Now, there's another pasuk that's talking about a dream that Daniel had. It says, Ad di kir savavan ramiv. That Hashem took two thrones. The Atik Yomin, Yosef. And the old one, Hashem, is sitting there alone. Right? So, even though it said two thrones, but it said Hashem alone. So, the Gemara says, the Hanach Lamali. Why do you need so many psukim for this? So, the Gemara says, Kedam Rav Yochanan, Kedam Rav Yochanan, Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu Ose Dover Elen Kei Nimlach, Pamalia Shalmala. Hashem will never do something unless he consults his Pamalia Shalmala. Right? That's why it's always written in plural, because it means Hashem's consulting his, right? Shinemar, Bigzeres, Iren, Pizgama, Umarma, Kaddish, and Sheilta. That Hashem asks the other angels. Ay, Hati, Nach Kulu. That makes sense for all these psukim. What about Daniel's dream? But in the dream, he has to see that Hashem has two thrones because he's consulting. That doesn't make any sense. Ah, die kids of Ramiv. Michael Amen, what are you going to say about a dream? Daniel had a dream with two gods in the dream. To give you the false impression, to teach you that Hashem consults. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Echad lo, listen to this. One throne was for God, the Echad lo David. The other throne's for David HaMelech. David HaMelech's up there with Hashem. The Tanya, Echad lo, Echad lo David. Div Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva. Amalo Rabbi Yossi. Akiva. How long are you going to go making Hashem into belittling Hashem? He's always sitting next to David HaMelech. What, a God sitting next to David HaMelech? How could you say such a thing, Rabbi Akiva? Ella, echad ledin, echad ledin, echad letzedakah. One is justice and one is righteousness, which is, I guess, compassion. Kibul minei, olo kibul minei. Did Rabbi Akiva accept that change? Tashma, yes he did. Titania, echad ledin, echad letzedakah, div Rabbi Akiva. Listen to this one. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Akiva, malach etzel Haggadah. What do you learn Haggadah to Rabbi Akiva? You learn Haggadah to Gemaras. Klach etzel Nagoyim v'Olos. Your specialty should be Nagoyim, Olos. The difficult Masechtas. What are you learning Haggadah to for? How many thrones does God have? That's such esoteric. Akiva, it's not for you. Right? Ela echad lekisev echad leshashraf. One's for his throne. One's for his footstool. Kisev leyeshev alav. The throne to sit on, the shar shef l'adom raglav, and the footstool to rest his feet. What does that mean? Hashem rests his feet? I don't know what that means. Amar of Nachman, Haiman, Diodi l'hadure. You know what? Is this where I stopped? No, we can do a little more. Amar of Nachman, Haiman, Diodi l'hadure, if l'minim, kir of idis, leheder. If somebody knows how to answer apikarsim like with idis, then you could answer them. The imla, lo, and if you don't know how to answer them like with idis, Lo lahadir. Don't answer them. What's that about? Amahahu minal ravidis. A certain min says to ravidis. Ksiv, it says, by Har Sinai, the Elmosha Omar Alei El Hashem. Hashem said, Alei El Hashem. Hashem said, go to Hashem. You don't talk like that. You say, come to me. I mean, come to Hashem. So, it should have said, come to me. So, Amalei, so if it says, no, Zehu Matatron. That was the Malach Matatron that was speaking. Sheshmo Kishem Rabo. And he happens to also have the same name as Hashem. A very difficult Gemara. What does that mean? The Ksiv, like it says, Kishmi Bekirbi. So the min says, Ravid is, Ihach, if so, Niflechule, let's worship the Matatron. Let's worship him too. So it's not, you can't. Ksiv, it says, Al Tamerbo, Al Tamrubi. Meaning, don't switch me for someone else, says Hashem. Don't worship angels. Im Kain, Lo Yisa, Levepesh Echem, Lomali. Then when the pasuk there says that, that Matatron can't forgive sins, Matatron's talking, he's not going to forgive sins. What can't have Matatron? He's not, I don't have to worship him. So Gemara says, Amalei, Hemnusa Bedein, I swear, Dafila Bifarvankna, even a Shliach, Namilo Kabline, you won't accept. What does that mean? Dichsiv, Vayomer Elov, Im Ein Panecha Holchim Vigomer. What does that mean?
Presence is
incompetent. I don't know what that means. Does anyone know what that means? Before we stop? What?
Talking about leading the nation back, I guess, into their control.
What? Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
They'd rather be led by anybody else except their rest.
They'd rather be stay with Hashem and not...
In debt to them being led by somebody else, their soul.
All right. Fine. On that note, we'll stop and we'll resume here from the Min talks to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. All right, so it's a very hard daf today. If you have a chance, you can go over and try to find some Pirush and explain. It's very, very good, very hard. All right, everyone have a good day. We'll resume tomorrow. Oh, yeah.